Hi, I'm Mitch. I am the communications coordinator of the QP392 strike committee.
And hi, my name's Cameron. I'm the president of QP3912.
Welcome back, Mitch and Cameron. So we had you here about 4 days ago where we saw that Dalhousie University and QP Local 3912 were at an impasse regarding negotiations. Can you let us know the latest updates?
Earlier this week, a tentative agreement was reached. We had some more meetings with the employer. And as of 3:30 this afternoon, QP 3912 members of Dal have received the opportunity to vote on that tentative agreement.
And what does the tentative agreement entail?
The tentative agreement has a number of things, most importantly of which are wage increases. Now, naturally, wage increases happen within each tentative agreement, but we've gotten some pretty significant wage increases. For instance, marker and demonstrators are going to see a 45% wage increase from the beginning of this agreement towards the end. TAs have about about 25%, Cameron? Yep. PTAs and clinical instructors have significant gains as well. This was to move us towards reaching parity with other comparable universities. We've not quite reached parity yet, but we've made significant strides in that direction. Now, the marker demonstrator role was not eliminated. The difference in pay between a marker demonstrator and a TA has been shrunk. Previously, a marker slash demonstrator would make 68% of what a TA would make. With this tentative agreement, they would make 80% of what a TA would make. So the marker demonstrator loophole has not been closed, but its total impact has been reduced.
Can we talk about numbers? So what were the wages before and where are they? What are they now?
So the wages before for the TAs were $24.41, which is what they would be making now, where the old collective agreement had ended. And for the markers, same story, but with $16.61. In going forward to the year 2024, those would rise for the TAs from $24.41 to $30.05 an hour. For the markers, that would rise from $16.61 an hour to $24 an hour.
And when will this be put in effect?
The voting is open now. The voting by our members is online and goes until the end of Friday evening, sort of 11:55 in the evening. We'll know the results on Saturday, and if the results are in favor of that tentative agreement, then work would begin on Monday.
Are you happy with how the agreement reached out?
That's a difficult question, but I would be absolutely happy if we reached parity with other universities and we completely remove the marker demonstrator loophole. Am I happy compared to what it was if we didn't go on strike? I'm very happy in that case because we made enormous strides towards parity and towards making the marker demonstrator loophole not as damaging. In total, when I entered this so many months ago and told myself I was going to volunteer my time to make this an effective strike, I told myself, if people get paid better, no specific number, if people get paid better because I do this, it will have been worth my time. And people will definitely be paid better. This will make a significant impact to a lot of people's lives. So I'm happy that I spent my time on something valuable to people.
So if they agree on this next week, does this mean this will be the first wage increase that the union has seen in about 3 years?
No, it will not mean that, because in the agreement, it has wage increases for all 4 years. the first year being from September 1st of 2020 to August 31st of 2021, and then again for 2022, 23, and 24. While on the calendar, we look and see that it is November 9th, 2022. If the proposals that are now being voted on by our members are approved, it means there will be retroactive pay for years 2021 and 2021-22. And the opportunity will be there for retroactive pay payments to be made by the employer to member bank accounts. So while it has, while members have not received a pay raise yet for this year, for last year, if this is approved, then there will be retroactivity checks as if they had had that higher rate of pay for the work that they have already done.
My question's for you, Cameron. As president, how many members are currently picketing? And I guess what was the most challenging aspect of being on strike and just picketing every day?
So my happiest day of the week during strike is right now. And that's because when I leave here and go back downstairs to strike headquarters, I'll be writing signatures on strike paychecks. So pretty much each week we write out about 400 different strike paychecks to people who have been on the picket line. If you had a contract that with Dalhousie this fall, for the fall of 2022, and your work was interrupted because of the strike, then you receive strike pay if you joined us on the picket line or contributed in other ways. There have been many people who have also joined us on the picket line who did not have contracts this fall, and that would increase those numbers. Typically, each day on the picket line, we've had somewhere between 40 and 80 people. Today, it was 75.
And these are the latest updates regarding QP 3912's ongoing strike with Dalhousie officials. Is there anything else you would like to add, any new updates or anything we should be on the lookout for?
Once again, as last time, just a huge thank you to the members of the Dalhousie community or family. That's our fellow TAs and markers and members, our fellow students, instructors, faculty. We've had good support from the Dalhousie Faculty Association, from staff. It was interesting even last night, the kind words from one of the staff members who was helping to set up and take down chairs in the subroom. He had had issues with his union. We were comparing notes and just the overall support from both within the Dow community and beyond has been one of the real reasons I think we've been sustaining this strike the way we have and has resulted in what I think is a good set of outcomes and proposals for our members to vote on.
I'd just like to reiterate that 45% over 4 years is a really big number. It is not something I've seen in other collective agreements. I don't want to say it's completely unprecedented, as 45% over 4 years is not as great as some of the raises that senior administration at this university have been receiving. For instance, the president last year received 13% in 1 year. So it's unprecedented in some ways, but not unprecedented in others.
In a playful email earlier today with a friend, I was describing how for the markers, they were rising to $24 an hour in the 2023-24 year of the contract, and that this was a 44% difference. And so the little word thing was QP markers, 24. Percentage rise, 44. No less, no more.